Okay, Rabbi Hussein. Shalom. Okay, we're continuing today in Inyanei Birkas Kohanim. And one of the topics we've yet to discuss is the Inyan of Histaklus B'Kohanim B'Shas Nesias Kapayim. Everyone knows from the time that everyone was a little kid coming to shul that he was always taught that we don't look at the Kohanim when they duchen. So I want to go through that inyan. Where does that come from and what that's all about, the idea of not looking at the Kohanim when they duchen. So the Gemara in Chagiga on page 1 of Tezayin Amrao says, Darash Rabbi Yehuda Rav Nachmeni Vitor Gemina Deresh Lakish. Rabbi Yehuda Baram Nachmeni, the Meturgim of Reish Lakish, said, "Kol haMistakel beGimel Dvarim Ein of Chaos." That if you look at three things, it will cause your eyesight to dim. Three things will detract from your eyesight. What are these three things? The Keshus, the rainbow. A rainbow. Ubenasi. If you look at the Nasi, the Melech, the Kohanim, and if you look at the Kohanim during Duchen, but these three things, if you look at, your eyes will dim. B'cheshes d'chsiv v'mar ha'cheshes ha'shahiyo ba'anon v'yam v'geshem humar d'mus k'vod Hashem. That the Pasuk says that the mar ha'cheshes is the mar d'mus Hashem. So there's some type of Hashras Hashchina there. So if you look at the Shechina, that's not good for your eyes. You look at the Hashras Hashchina. So therefore, he says that the that's the first thing. The Nasi, Tichsi V'Nasata Mihodcha Alav. When Moshe Rabbeinu is giving over the mantle of leadership to Yeshua, it says that you're going to give from your splendor, and that's your Shechina, unto Yeshua. So whoever the Melech is, he has a certain Hashras Hashechina. From Mistakel B'Kohanim is Moshe Beis HaMikdash Kayim, for you omdim al duchen ha-mavarchim Yisrael b'shem ha-mavarsh. And if you look at the Kohanim, B'zman Shebeis HaMikdash Kayim, and they said the Birkas Kohanim with the Shem HaMeforash, so then there was also Hashras Hashchina. So those are the things, those are the places that if you look at them, that will cause Ein of Chaos. The Keshus, the Nasi, and the Kohanim. Okay. So Tosus and Tazayin Amin Aleph has a question. Mikan Kashal Perish Rashi Per Gimel de Megillah Al Hidisnan Yadav Bohaknios Lo Yisa Kapa. That if a person has a deformity in his hands, so he shouldn't duchen, because we're afraid that since he has a deformity, so that's going to cause people to look. It's going to cause people to look. And we know, the Gemara says in Chagiga, if you look, then your eyes are going to be dim. So that's how Rashi explains why somebody with a deformity shouldn't, and that's if you take a look on the page 2 here, you'll see it. Amar Afuna Zavlagan. A
person who cries, his eyes are constantly tearing. Loisas kapaf. Then the Gemara says, "Vahu dahava b'shevusei de Rav Huna," but there was such a man in the community of Rav Huna, Paras Yadei, and he still duchened. So the Gemara says, "Vahu dash b'iru hava." He was people were used to him. He lived there a long time, and people knew, so it wasn't such an impression. No one would come to look because they were used to him already. So Rashi says, "Lo yisas kapav l'fishem staklin bo," and Tosis is assuming that what Rashi means to say is based on this Gemara Chagiga. But Tosis asks the Kasha back to Amid Aleph, Tazayin, page 1, the Halesa, the Maskin and Dafka b'zman shebeis hamikdash kayim. In other words, that this din that you're not allowed to look at the Kohanim l'chora is only when the Beis HaMikdash is Kayim. And now the Beis HaMikdash is what? And that halacha, that a person who has deformities, that's talking about even when the Beis HaMikdash is not Kayim. Because the Gemara says, ask the Kasha from Rav Huna. And apparently that wasn't the Zman Shabbos Beis HaMikdash Shaya Kayim. Because so why did the Gemara ask? So obviously, the Gemara was talking about even when Beis HaMikdash was not Kayim, because then the Gemara could have answered that the reason why Rav Huna was allowed it, because he's talking about when the Beis HaMikdash was not Kayim. So you see that Gemara in Megillah is talking about even when the Beis HaMikdash is not Kayim. So you can't explain that Gemara is based on the Gemara in Megillah, that the deformities, or he's crying a lot, that you shouldn't have Nesias Kapayim, because people are going to come to look and they'll lose they'll have their eyesight diminished. But Lechara, he can't say that, because that Gemara is talking about even after the Beis HaMikdash. And the Gemara in Chagiga is talking about Bezman HaMikdash. So then Lechara, even if there's no Beis HaMikdash, they can't be no says kapo, because you come to look at them. So the question is, why? Why is there an issue to look at the Kohanim? That's the Gemara in Chagiga, because of the Ashras Ashchina. But if it's not Bizman Shabbos HaMikdash Kayim, so what's the Pshah? So the Gemara says, "Mishani Dilma Dash B'Yirham of the Nira Lefarsh to Avnik Vula Mitzah Mishum Pesach Adas." So Tosis comes up with a new thing, and we'll see it's based on the Yerushalmi, that there's another issue of Hesach Hadas. That if you look at the Kohanim when they're duchening, even if it's not Bizman Shabbos HaMikdash Kayim, you're going to get distracted, and you're not going to mechavim properly. Bachi Yisib Yerushalmi. So the Gemara says it's Hesach Hadas, and that's why the Gemara says if you feel that you could look at the Kohanim and you won't get distracted, then the Yerushalmi seems to say it's okay. Take a look at the Yerushalmi on page 3. So this Yerushalmi is going on the Mishnah that if a Kohen has Mumim in his hands, he's not Noses Kaplev. So look at the second arrow. Amar of Yosef is also Merish, also the Stakel, Makon, Mishashay, Mavarchim, is Yisrael. Amar of Chanichlum, Omru, Ein, Mistaklim, Lomu, Vnei, Yisir, Das. The whole reason is Pesach Adas. Right. So many mistakes. What would they have to see? Das Moshe, the Anna mistake of Lomasa Daita. Let's see the Korbaneda.
He says, I can look, and I won't be Masih Das. I can look, and it won't be Masih Das. Now, how do you understand? Well, what is the Hesach Hadas? How would you understand? What is the? Why is it Hesach Hadas? What? No, we were talking about, that's about a Kohen that, a Kohen that has deformity, he can't be Olam L'duchen, because people have come to look. Right? But we're saying that even if you, a Kohen that doesn't have a deformity, he's still not supposed to look at him. In other words, there's an issue to look. That's why we don't want Kohanim with deformities, because then we'll violate the issue to look. Yes, laser? He's supposed to be focusing in on the bracha, so.
And if you're going to be looking, you're not. The bracha doesn't have to do with. Consider this physical action that we're running or thinking, but as far as it's about this job, we should be focusing on what that bracha means, and like, in the context of it, and not just focusing on what they're doing.
So in other words, and it's like Rabbi Berg asked, is it different than looking in the sitter? Why is it more? So according to that, is there anything more is also about looking at the Kohanim than looking, I don't know, somewhere on the floor and looking at the something else in the room?
I guess the floor is probably less distracting than the person.
What?
The floor, the sitter is probably less distracting than the person.
The person is more intricate.
Yeah.
You'll see him, you'll see his hands, so you'll get. Yeah, you're probably right, yeah.
Wouldn't
you
think it'd be easier to focus on the person giving the
bracha? You're looking at him, right. Right, you would think that, right? I guess you look at his hands. So it's,
can't see his face.
Right. So, what? Yeah, you look. Once you look at people, it gets distracting. So therefore, that's why you're not supposed to look. So that's why we don't want anyone with deformities, because if the deformities, then for sure you'll come to look. So that means it's that even though, see, when the Beis HaMikdash was Kayim, there was a separate issue, that the Shechina was there and it's going to dim your eyesight. But the Chiddush is, even today, that there's no lot Hashras HaShechina there per se, it still will be, still should not look because of the Hesach Hadas. It'll distract it. Let's look at the Rambam now, page 4. Moving on to page 5. Parag Yudalad, Zayin. Says the Rambam, Kishah Yokonim Avarchim Sa'am Liyabitu Ba'am Liyasichu Datam. In other words, the Kohanim shouldn't be looking at the people. So this is talking about who? The Kohanim. That the Kohanim should even be looking at the people, right? The Kohanim's eyes should be down like they're davening Shmon Esrei. When you're davening Shmon Esrei, you're looking down. You're not looking anywhere.
So the same thing over here. The Kohanim shouldn't even be looking at the people. That's from the Kohanim's perspective. The Ein Adam Roshay L'Stakel B'fnei HaKohanim B'Shashim M'Varchim Sa'am K'dei Shalo Yasichu Daitam. And furthermore, the Kohanim shouldn't Ain't the Russia and the Stati Albufne Kohanim Shoshem Vrachim Sa'am Kadesha Le Sikhu Daitam Al Kolam is Kavin Lishmo Habracha Kavin Pneim Kneged Pnea Kohanim Vain Mabitim Bifneim. He says, "Ein adam rasha l'stakel b'fnei kohanim b'shoshem b'varchim sa'am k'dei shelo yasichu daitam." So the Rambam writes the same thing, that you can't look at the kohanim; it will be hesach hadas. El kol ha'am miskavnim b'shmo habracha m'chavnim p'neim k'neged p'nei kohanim v'im abidim b'fneim. Whereas your face should be parallel to them, but you shouldn't be looking. You should, I guess, looking down, just like the Kohanim are looking down. Well, what's the lashon? He says. Right. So Josh is making an interesting point. That maybe you can read the Rambam. The Ein Adam Rasha Mistakel B'fnei Kohanim B'Shoshem Mevarchim Esa'am K'dei Shelo Yasichu Daitam. Is that going on the Yisraelim or the Kohanim? You know, what do you think? So Josh is saying he thinks it's going, that if we look at the Kohanim, it'll cause a Hesach Hadas to the Kohanim. Well, so it's a mashma that
the rather
looking at them and that'll cause hesach hadas for us, we should. I hear what you're saying, but I read it, you know, obviously the way I told you, that that the Yisraelim will be Masih Das. Josh wants to read it, that maybe the pshat is that if you look at the Kohanim, that'll cause the Kohanim to be. But I think Benji might be right, that the reading as it flows into the next line might be better this way. What are you saying, Josh? What do you say? Better Benji. Shall we? Right. Yeah. Okay.
Now,
the Rambam says the Kohanim are looking down, right? But he says, "Ein mabitim." You think it means just to keep your face up and not. But he says, "Ve'edim abitim b'fneim." Chavim p'neim, I thought, just means that you're parallel to them. And in other words, the Kohanim, their heads are down. So I presume the Rambam means that the Yisraelim's heads are down also, because he says. I mean, they should be parallel. Kohanim they're parallel. I hear what you're saying also. hard to know exactly. Now, is it so pashut, Rabbi Osai, that there's no shechina even b'zman hazeh? So, if you look, Rabbi Osai, in the Medrash, there was Tosas assumed, I mean, that's what the Gemara says. I mean, the simple reading of Gemara and Chagiga was that there's no, you know, that this only applies to Zman Shabbos HaMikdash Kayim, and that's what Tosa says. If you look at the Medrash Rabbah in Parshas Noso on page 6, says, Amalam HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Afal Pi Shamarti L'Konim Shiyu Mevarchim Eschem Imahem, Animoim Animoim Mevarch Eschem. Because even though the Kohanim are going to bless you, but I'm going to be there as well. Lefichach Kohanim Parsim is Kapeim. So therefore, that's why the Kohanim, you know, spread out their arms, their hands. Lomar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Omed Acharenu. To show that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is here. Ukachu Omer Mashkiach Mil HaChalonos Mibain Kisfeim Shol Kohanim Metzitz Men HaCharakim Mibain Etzvaoseim Shol Kohanim. In other words, what does it say? Hashem is looking through the cracks. So it means between the shoulders, between one shoulder and the other shoulder, Hashem is coming through his voice or his shechina. And miben etzmoseim shel kohanim. And when they spread out their hands and their fingers, the space between the fingers. So the Shekhinah is going through the space between their fingers. So if you look at the Torah on page 9, the Torah writes, Magbim yedem kenega kesveim, poshtim yedem chokim asposem, alpi avedash meitzis min acharakim. Sheshchina lamala meirosheim, Umeitzis b'vein cherke etzmoseim. So, somewhat to point out, we'll see in the Sefer Kosovarchu, that maybe implied from the tour, based on the Medrash, is that whenever there was the fact that we have Nesias Kapayim Bezman Hazeh with the hands, spread out, that implies maybe that there is some level of Shechina, even Mizman Hazeh. And that's the whole idea of the hands, having spaces between the fingers. And in fact, if you look in the Sefer HaEshkol on page 8, the Eshkol writes, "V'idna the Parsi koni yadayu asal maskulabei el tzvichel amal lufneim beimer v'chovid rosh domer mar mustachem koni mishashem v'varchem meinav keiach mishum shashkin shal yadayim mishkoso bagarata." Whereas the Sefer Eshkol quotes that Gemara in Chagiga without quoting the fact that maybe it's only mizman hamikdash. So maybe. Maybe he's paskening, sort of like what the Sefer Kosovarchu is saying, like the other possibility, to assume that there's a Shrosh Shechina even Bezman Hazeh. And maybe that's what the Torah holds. That The Kosh Baruch Hu's Metzis Menacharakim. But if you look at the Torah now on page 10, Like the Rambam. Abba Vreda Rav Ninyan Bachia. Okay, let's see now the Beis Yosef. Shasha Koni Mavarchim Am Lo Yabidu L'Sichu Daitam. Hakol Loshan Rambam. This is Tfila. And the source of this is from the Yerushalmi. Shasha L'Stakel B'Koni M'Shasha Yim Mavarchim Yisaham Shem Hesach Hadas. משם יש לומר שגם הכהנים לא יסתכלו בעם כדי שלא יסיחו את דעתם כל שכן הוא. But he's saying it goes both ways. Because without the Rambam, I would think it's a din of Hesach Hadas only on the people. The Rambam clearly states that it's a Hesach Hadas on Kohanim also. He says, "Velekele meimer, tada osu lestakel b'kohanim, lo mishum Hesach Hadas hu El Mishum Damrina Perkein Doshim Shtam Staka Bakonim Be Ain of Chaos." You can't say that the reason why we don't look is Bisman Azez is Ain of Chaos, because the Gemara says that's only Bisman Shabbos and Mikdash Kayim. So then he writes, "V'noagim HaKohanim Be'eretz Mitzrayim." The Kohanim in Egypt have a minhag, l'shal shel talis shel mitzvah al paneim v'yideim. In other words, that the talis should be over their face and their hands. And he says, minhag yofehu kidei shelo yuchlu heim nistakal ba'am v'lo am bahem yodolu dehesach hadas. So he says that that maybe this is a good etzah, because this way they can see the people and the people can't see them. So they're covered in both ways. And the Daki Moshe, the Ramah writes, "Baratzus Heilu Nogim Ma'am Shosim Kain Kedei Shelo Yuchu Ustakel Bidei Akonim Makonim Shalshim Talosim Hupneim Avidei Michutz L'Tal Yosim Shigem Heim Lo Ustakel Bidei." Whereas the way the Beis Yosef has the minhag is that the Kohanim have the talus over their heads and their hands. Over their heads and their hands. But the Daki Moshe says in his lands they only do it on the heads, but the Yedeim are Michutz L'Tal Yoseim. So this way the Kohanim can't see their own hands. Who's a Kohen here? Any Kohanim here? No Kohanim in the Shia? No Kohanim here on Sunday. So what's our minhag? Well, so many people have the minhag that they cover the hands also. So let's look at Shulchan Aruch now, see how this is brought down in Shulchan Aruch on page 12. So the Shulchan Aruch says, Shasha Kohanim Chav Gimel. Shasha Kohanim Avrachim Ram, Lo Yabidu, Lo Yisichu Dadam, Lo Yuhi Neim Klapi Mata, Misha Omid B'Tfila, V'am Bichavdu L'Brocha, Yipneim Keneged Pnei Kohanim, Lo Yistachu B'Hem. The Vegan Kohanim will start with them. Okay, no good shalshal towns will play with them, Chutzl towns. Please become a shidem with Nimra towns, so he stuck with Umbam. So he calls the two different Minogim. And then the Magan of Ram writes, we stuck with him, Hainim Nami, Mishum Shalom Yisichu Daitim. The reason not to look at the hands is because Hesach Hadas, Kim Kain Kosher Kain Shalom Yistaklu B'Mokam Acher. And certainly, we shouldn't look in someplace else. The Mashma Loshen Listakel, Mashma Dafel Listakel Harbe Osher. Because the idea of Lo Yistakel is not to stare. It's just Riyah Ba'alma. You just see something quickly. That's not usher. So technically speaking, the isser of watching the Kohanim is if you really stare at them. But if you look briefly, so that's not a problem. But he says, the minig is shalol liros klal. The minig is not to look at them at all. So why is that? Why is the minig not to look at all? The efshar, the avdi zecher lemikdash. The husam afil riyah ba'alma havi asur mishum kvora shechina. In other words, because when there was really shechina, so it wasn't right to look at, because to look at the shechina was not proper. So it was, when there was really shechina, you shouldn't look even a little bit. But if you're in mistakel harbe, then you would have deficiency in your eyesight if you would look a lot. But there still was an Indian not to look even a little bit. So today, the whole thing is Hesach Hadas. So Hesach Hadas is only a problem if you look a lot. But if you just look a little bit, so then that's not a problem of Hesach Hadas. So why is the minhag today even not to look a little bit? As a zecher lemikdash. Since b'zman hamikdash, they couldn't even look a little bit, so we don't even look a little bit. And that halacha is brought down, the difference between looking a little and looking a lot is brought down in page 13 by the rainbow. Because the rainbow, you're not supposed to look at the rainbow, we said. Because but obviously you have to look a little bit if you want to make the bracha. So it says in Shulchan Aruch on page 13, Reish Kaf Tes Aleph, Haroah HaKashis Omer Baruch Hashem Elim Mahalom, Zohar Habris, Nema Bariso Kayim Bamarmoro, but also Listakel Bobioser. You can't look at it too much. And that's the Magen Avraham says from the Shalom. Stakel Babiyosa ain't of chaos. So you see that the din of the Gemara Chagiga of when it says Hamastakel, Mastakel means to overly look. Overly look. So that's so obviously you look a little bit. You see, you look, you make the bracha, but you don't then stare at it. So the same thing by the kohanim, you can't stare. A mistakel, you lose your eyesight, or your partial eyesight. That's if you look a lot, but you still, the Magen Avraham says an inyan not to look even a little bit. I'll cover the shechina. And b'zman hazeh, there shouldn't even be that in Shubus. There's no Shechina, unless you assume that, like the say for Kosa Baruch Hu, that the Torah means the Shechina. So he says that must have been that Bezman HaMikdash, there was still an Indian not to look a little bit. I'll cover HaShechina, and we have that minig as well. So the question is, if you take a look, in the Sefer Kosev Aruch Hu, the question that, and Rav Shechter has discussed this a little bit. What about Bizman Hazeh, that if the Kohanim are covering their hands, so then should there be any Yisr at all? There be any answer at all? Because if you're saying that the only answer is Hesach Hadas, would there be an answer? Is the Hesach Hadas only when you look at the hands, or even if you look at the hands that are covered up? I think I remember years ago, I think people say over there Rav Shechter looks at the Kohanim because he holds that he looks. Why? Because they're covered up. So the hands are covered up. So then there's no problem of Shechina Bizman Hazeh. The only issue is Hesach Hadas. But if they're covered up, there shouldn't be a problem of Hesach Hadas even. And that's the whole discussion, why the minig of the Beis Yosef quotes, why do they have a minig to cover the hands? So the Beis Yosef says, you cover the hands, so there won't be a problem of Hesach Hadas. But if they're only, so that implies that if their hands are covered, that there's no issue of Hesach Hadas. I seem to recall years ago one of my friends, this fellow here, was looking and his hands weren't covered up, and Rav Shechter came and covered his hands up because he was looking. They saw his hands weren't covered, so covered his hands up. But most people are knowing even Mizman Hazeh not to look. That's the predominant minhag, even though the hands are covered up. I guess maybe that's also, maybe they feel, what's, I guess the minhag maybe is based on the fact that, that what? What? Maybe it's also a Zechel Mikdash. I mean, Bizmana Mikdash, would it help that the hands are covered up? Stomach, what? Probably not. Because the Shechina was on top of the hands. So the fact that you cover the hands with a talus shouldn't. So just like the Mogen, that's what someone was saying to me, just like the Mogen Avram is saying that we do Zechel Mikdash, and we, even if the hands are not covered up, so then technically speaking, the Isser Hesach Hadas, if you look a lot, if you look a little bit, that's not Hesach Hadas Bechlal. But yet Zechel Mikdash, we don't look even a little bit, because Mana Mikdash, there was a problem to look even a little bit, wasn't covered Ashrina. So based on this Magen Avraham, it's a sort of could be like Josh was saying, it could be a sort of like a Zechel Mikdash, not to look at all. And furthermore, it could be that there is Shechina. I mean, we'll see in the Sefer Kos of Archu wants to say maybe there is Shechina even Bizman Hazeh on top of, and that's why the Torah says that the fingers are separated, etc. Let's see, the Zohar has a comment on this as well, on page 14. Tana, Lamadu, Amar Rav Yosef, Mishata, Dekana, Paris, Yodei, Osir, Le, La'amal, Listak, Kalal, Bey, Mishum, Deshchim, Le, Sharia, Biyodei. So the Zohar says it's because of the Shechina. And he says that Amr lo mishum shashem kat chodesh romus be'etzbos yideim tzor hanam b'chmach ha'fisho loras ha'shechina alo l'snach al yidei kronim v'le shenisu am chatzuf klap ha'shechina. It's considered a chutzpah to the Shechina. Now this Zohar, the Chor is even Bizman Hazeh. That's what the Kaf HaChaim is going to point out. When Rav Yossi is saying, Oser la'amo l'stakel be mishum shdashchin t'sharya b'yodei, so the Chor is not talking about Bizman HaMikdash per se, he's talking about Bizman Hazeh. And that's what the Kaf HaChaim writes. Let's take a look at the Kaf HaChaim, page 15. Regular name, the other also Saka Mokonim, Mishum Damina, Mechagiga, Shum Stakel, Ain of Chaos. Then he quotes the difference between looking a lot
Then he says, "Mashu loshon stakel mashu davkel stakel harbi yosef." Al riyav alma lo mitzra achnogim shalaliros klal. Rashi is the beginning. Right. So that's what the Magen Avraham says. He says, "Mi bezoar mashu medgamis bonazel osel stakel b'kohanim mishum kvod hashchina shor al yodam." That's both rooms in the Shema Kaddish. These are Hilku Bain Mizman Bain Samikdash. Mizman Nishum Shum Mizman Bain Samikdash Yakayah. Mizman Zer Rag Mishum Kumar Shriva.
In other words, it could be that there is Shechina Mizman Zer, but you won't have the Ain of Chaos Mizman Zer. In other words, when the Gemara says in Chagiga that, and if you look at the Kohanim during Duchanin, your eyes will get dim. That's only in the Beis Hamikdash, because that was a concentrated level of Shechina. But if from the Zohar's Mashma, that even Bezman Hazeh, because the Zohar is talking about Bezman Hazeh, and it says you still shouldn't look. Why? Because it's a chutzpah to the Shechina. But in other words, what he's saying is, according to the Zohar, maybe the only difference is that Bezman HaMikdash ain't of chaos. Bezman HaZeh, it's not ain't of chaos, but it still would be covered as Shechina, not. So, Mistama, that could be part of the reason of the Minig Bezman HaZeh, that even if the Kohanim have their talus over their hands, the Minig is still not kolot. Because someone said before, Josh said before, maybe it's who said Zechel Mikdash? You said who said? Someone said here Zechel Mikdash, but Zohar saying more. Not all Zechel Mikdash. The Shechina's mamish is there, and it's you won't have Ain of Chaos because maybe it's probably not as concentrated level of Shechina, so your eyes won't get bad. But it's not proper kavod hashchina. That's what the Kaf HaChaim is saying.
He's a chilchu bein mizman hamikdash mizman hazehus mizman hamez hamikdash ein of chaos mizman hazerach mishum kavod hashchina.
So that's the most people have this minig not to look. And in the Sefer Kosev Archu, he discusses this idea. And he wants to claim that the tour, when the Rambam quotes the din of that they shouldn't listen, they shouldn't look, the Rambam says, "Kidei shalo yasichu daita." But the Torah just says you shouldn't look. He doesn't give the reason of lo yasichu daita. And if you look in the Torah, just says not to look. He does not say shachrim lo yabitu behem v'yasichu daitam. That's for the Kohanim. Lo yistaklu behem, because the Torah doesn't have the din of hesach hadas by the people. He only has it by the Kohanim. The Rambam has Hesach Hadas by both. The Rambam has Hesach Hadas by both. The Kohanim shouldn't look at the people Mishum Hesach Hadas, and the people shouldn't look at the Kohanim Mishum Hesach Hadas. But the Sefer Kosev Archu is Medayik, that in terms of the people looking at the Kohanim, the Torah definitely says Mishum Hesach Hadas. So he wants to claim that the Torah is l'shitaso, because the Torah holds that the Shechina even b'zman hazeh. Because according to Rambam, it's the only thing is Hesach Hadas. So if you think you won't have Hesach Hadas, so it's mutter. But according to the Torah, it's still not right. And it's Mishum Hashras Hashchina. Because the only Yushalmi mentions the din of Hesach Hadas. The Bavli doesn't mention the din of Hesach Hadas. So according to the Bavli, it's purely Mishum Shechina. So Mamela, Bizmana Zeh, it still should be also Mishum, like the Zohar says. Mishum Kovar Hashchina. They might not be Eid of Chaos Bizman Azeh, but still there could be a separate din of Kovar Hashchina. So Mishnama, if you say like that, that answers up the Minhag HaOlam. That the Minhag HaOlam is, even though people maybe cover their hands up, but they could still be Shechina Shora. According to the Rambam, he says, "Lo, you shouldn't look at the Kohanim." And he doesn't say... He doesn't say the reason of Hesach Hadas. So l'chora, that's the minhag olam, not to look at the Kohanim, even b'zman hazeh, even if their hands are covered up. It's interesting that the Beis Yosef has a chiddush. The Beis Yosef says on page 18, he says, "Nirali shebemokum shenogim b'shalshal atalis al pneim," that when they have the minhag that they put the talis on their head, I guess that it means even on their hands. And so then we can be matir, even somebody who has mumim, geduchim, because no one's going to look at him. It's all covered up. But if the minhag is that they don't cover up, and only this guy's going to cover up, then we can't be matir. Because since he's doing something different, everyone's going to look at him. But it has to be the minhag olam. They can't just say, okay, we'll all cover it up so he could duchen too. That's also going to be a problem. So that's also going to cause distraction. So in a place where that is the minhag, then they could... Then even one of the person with the mum could duchen. Rav Yaakov Emden on page 19 in the Morik Tzia, quotes this Beis Yosef, this chiddush of the Beis Yosef, and he says he doesn't think it's right. Meaning, if a Chazal made a takana, that a Chazal say in the Mishnah that somebody who has mumim shouldn't be nosei kapov, we shouldn't look to have a patent to get out of the words of Chazal. He says, "Manias daiti zatzarachim ki lefi anira ein zederach ishara shiyarvo lo ha'adam lumtzo ilo levatal takanas Chazal lo chinam harichu bedim halalo ki lo ayu yodim itachmu lozu." What, Chazal didn't know this? That you can just cover up with a talus. Elam levar takanazu shalshul shul atalus. If Chazal held from it, they would have just said, you know. But if you cover up a talus, be mutter. So he doesn't think it's right for the Beis Yosef to mechadish something that Chazal weren't mechadish. And levarai shmaimina below yistamid talmud lahaski adavazeh. Of course, svilei bein nachol lachasu seyadai metalus lo upon him. Shailan levados dvarim chadoshim losa orim razal. And he says that if it's true, they should have done this in the Mikdash. You know, Mishil Shal Talos Al Panei Midein Gidei Shal Yavu Han Mustakel Bahem Yistaktu. Then he says, "Oh, Shemi Yish Kapei, that maybe Dafka the hand should be uncovered." I'm upon him, because when you give someone a bracha, you don't cover yourself up. And he says, maybe it's not right that there is, that the people who are getting the bracha should hide their face. He doesn't think maybe that's right. I mean, that people have this minhag that they cover up their face. Just like we said that it's not right to say the psukim when you're getting a bracha from somebody. So maybe it's not right to cover yourself up when you're getting a bracha from somebody. So he says, "Afal pi sheyesh lo lamad be'em of yirav lo yagbiya einav l'stakel b'varach tavi chatzifusa v'mogam tzorach l'chabim sefer panim yafas." And then he says that he thinks the Zohar holds that you shouldn't even close your eyes. Adam Atzarach Lo Yoz Mabitim V'Mishbarach V'Ayin Yofa. So he doesn't like this idea, but he says that you shouldn't be looking at them. Because it's a chutzpah. So if you look in the Mishnah Berurah on page 21, see, so on this din that you shouldn't look at the Kohanim, hey Tess, Kav Gimel, Shasha Konim Vracham Am Lo Yabitu Lo Yisichu Daitam, you Enem Chavi Mata, Kumos Omer Vitzfila. He says, "What's lo malo b'zeh akonim lo yideim? Atam hu gam ken kedei shal yisichu daita mei bracha." Then he says, "Really, it's only staklos meruba. Says achadas, but riach tzas is mutter. Since b'zvan adikta shi mivachim shem avurash, even a little staklos, lo gim gam ken zechel amikdash." If you look at the Aruch HaShulchan,
he also quotes this idea of Zechen and Mikdash. He quotes the two Minhagim about whether your hands are in the talus or outside the talus. And then he quotes Rav Yaakov Emden. You see, Rav Yaakov Emden says you shouldn't close your eyes. He quotes that same Zohar that we saw before. So the Zohar is here, it's a different Zohar. And he says in the Piskei Tshuva's quotes that the Mishnah Berurah in Sifchot and Tzadi Aleph seems to say that the Iker Minhag is that they shouldn't cover their hands. That was the Tzadi Aleph in the Mishnah Berurah. Minhag is a Yosef Nochem. That's the Minhag not to cover the hands. And that's from the Gra, not to cover the hands. But he says in the Sefer Piskei Tshuva, third column, page 25, "Mikol mochem nispashet b'doroseinu aminig b'eretz Yisrael, heim chutzlas b'rovam komus she'edayim mechusus b'talus." So he says that's the main minhag. Then the Sefer Piskei Tshuva says that even Gambit Bukumlenu, she decorum tochatals, ain't lo am lambrach, mustacha, bukumisham, tam shalo yasichu daitem, mea bracha. In other words, maybe there's an idea of Hesach Hadas, even if the hands are covered. That is definitely the Minhag Olam. Whereas the question is, would the Kaf HaChaim say that you can't look Mishum Kovar Hashchina even if the hands were covered? Is there any Indian of Kovar Hashchina when the hands are covered? Or is the hands are covered only in the end of Hesach Hadas? And then maybe one could say, like, you know, once it's Hesach Hadas, a person, like the Yerushalmi says, a person could say, I don't have Hesach Hadas. But who says? Maybe the Shechina is hovering above. It doesn't mean mamash on the, over the hands, but it's around, so there's still some type of din of kavod Shechina. So that's Minhag Yisrael, is not to look at the Kohanim, even b'zman hazeh, that the hands are covered up. I mean, there's different minhagim whether the hands should be covered up or shouldn't. Right? We saw the Beis Yosef quotes, it's from Minhag Mitzrayim, is to cover up the hands, but the Ramah says Minhag not to cover up the hands, that it should be outside. Okay, Rabbi, so let's just review what we, and then we can dive in Mincha. We discussed the Gemara Chagiga, that you don't cover certain people, you're not allowed to look at.
you get your Einayim diminish, and the Magen Avraham says histaklus there means histaklus harbe, that you just look a little bit, that's your eyes wouldn't be, but still Bizman HaMikdash you couldn't look even a little bit, Mishum Kavod HaShechina, and that's why Bizman HaZeh even a little bit Mishum Kavod HaShechina. And then the question is whether is there an Indian of, is Bizman HaZeh only a din of Hesach Hadas, like the Tosa seems to say, or is there some level of Shechina, even Bizman HaZeh, that maybe you can learn from the Torah or from the Zohar, and therefore there would be an Isser even a little bit Bizman HaZeh als Kavod HaShechina. So, and then the different Minhagim, whether the Kohanim cover the hands, they don't, but in the end of the day, we don't look either. We assume that it's still an Inyan of Hesach Hadas, or we assume that maybe there's some lower level of Shechina, even Bizman HaZeh, that it's not Kavod HaShechina, even Bizman HaZeh. Okay. We'll have a couple of minutes.